I'm not going to dress it up. Turkeys are dumb. Really dumb.
You don't get it. They're fattening us up to eat us.
We're going back in time to the first Thanksgiving to get turkeys off the menu.
Who are you talking to?
This guy right here. He totally gets it. Look, see how he's nodding?
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Welcome, Internet, Rolling Off Track Podcast number 28 from Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505 from New Mexico, not Mexico. Some people say New Mexico is still part of Mexico, but that's not right. That's not right. Right, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got DJ Problems in the house again.
What up, what up?
Yes, sir. And we got the weekend episode. And as I like to say on Twitter, I started hashtag guestisode. How you like that, buddy?
Hashtag guestisode. I love
guestisode,
it.
Guestisode, like a guest and episode put together.
There you go.
Is that good?
That's good.
All right. Rot Pod came up with it. Guestisode.
Hashtag guestisode. Get them tweets up.
Say that five times real quick. Guestisode. Yep. So number 28 and got a guest. He's from Texas. That's all I know right now. We'll introduce him. Mr. Sky, how's it going, Sky?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's here chilling in Texas. I'm not from Texas, man. Remember, I'm 505 as well, but live here in the 214-972, whatever all the area codes are here.
You don't know the area code?
I know there's two here in Dallas. I don't know the rest of the state, though. I'm sure that there's other counties and whatnot that have their own area codes.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's bigger here in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard any ladies say that?
No. I don't think so. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Cool. Yeah, they always say that, huh? Everything's bigger in Texas.
They like to say that. They like to claim that. But I don't know. I haven't seen anything too worthwhile, anything that's big. Big egos, that's about it.
Yep. All right. Cool. Born in 505. Now he's trying to get bigger in Texas, right?
Yeah. Or Texas is trying to get big off of me, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they need to listen from me, so I need to come here and teach them about it.
Give them some New Mexico, huh?
Give them some New Mexico flavor here.
Yeah, we got a podcast, New Mexico flavor here. We got a DJ. New Mexico flavor. It's 505 in the house right now.
Ooh. Yeah, I think I like that. I think that it'll be my nickname, New Mexico flavor.
New Mexico flavor? We got New Mexico flavor in the house in the podcast tonight.
There you go, yeah.
All right, thanks for joining me, you guys, and start this off with what you've been playing or what you've been watching.
I haven't really been playing anything as far as watching anything. Nothing at the moment. Just been trying to catch up on some old classic movies.
Oh yeah, like what? Like some Schwarzenegger movies, some action movies.
No, more like Untouchables, Chinatown, all those old. I don't know what you call them, like mystery movies.
Oh okay. Are they pretty good?
Yeah. They're a little slower paced, so. It's something that we're not used to, you know, in this day and age where you have the Michael Bay stuff where it's just cutting every 2 seconds and there's just all kinds of stuff thrown at you. And yeah, but these are a little bit slower paced, so you really have to hunker down and just bear with it.
Oh, yeah. So you got to listen and pay attention to the story?
Yeah, you really got to pay attention. There's a lot of long shots that just kind of sit there after the character delivers his lines, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then just watches him and, like, react, and yeah. So it's not something that's really common in today's movies, but I've been trying to brush up on my story. I've been studying, like, doing story theory and stuff, so that's although the movies are mentioned for a lot of good story analysis, so hopefully I'm trying to, one day I hope to like write my own story, see if I can like get a little production made out of it.
Nice.
That's cool, man.
Pretty good. Yep. No lens flare in those movies?
No lens flares, no Steadicam, no Megan Fox, nothing like that.
No Megan Fox? Cool.
Yeah, but there are the old movie stars like Faye Dunaway and all those classic ladies that always get referenced. No Megan Fox and her, her crappy acting and stuff like that. they're good. They know how to act. You know, of course, they're beautiful. But nowadays, man, you got the Megan Foxes who can't act, you know, can't even save their life with their acting. They're horrible.
Yeah. And some of those, the younger generation, they're going to grow up with that, right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to, like, go back and, like, relearn my film history.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good, pretty good.
As far as games go, I haven't really played any kind of games. I think the last game that I really got into was Dead Space for iOS.
Oh, okay. How are the controls on that one?
It's a little tough. Of course, you have to, touch screen, so you kind of hold it like you would a controller, but, you know, it gets kind of hard. It gets cramped up and stuff and trying to move around and try to run from things like, what are those guys, those zombie guys, those undead space aliens, whatever they are.
I forgot the name of them, but that's one of the reasons why I don't like playing games on touch screens.
Yeah, I finished it, once, and then I went into the super hard mode when you usually finish a campaign and then like it lets you play it over again, but it like makes it 10 times harder. Yeah, and I couldn't get through it. And I just said, forget it. I'm done with this. I already beat it once, so I don't need to do it again.
Oh, okay.
How many levels are there?
Ah, man. Like I said, it's been a while. Can't remember. It's probably about, I'd say...
50. 30.
No, I think it's like 15, maybe. 12 to 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty short. Pretty short campaign.
Pretty good, pretty good. All right, DJ, you play anything? Watch anything?
I was watching this documentary. It's called The Filth and the Fury. It's about the Sex Pistols, the band. And it's crazy, man. I mean, it gives a little bit of history and stuff like that about what's going on in London at the time and just like all the poverty and stuff that was happening. It's pretty intense, man. It's a good little film to watch, man. I don't know, in some weird ways, like inspirational, you know what I mean? Like with the whole music thing. So I'm kind of just working away in the studio and watching this movie over and over again. So that's a pretty good one. Taking it back a little bit, Righteous Kill, man, with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. Good, good movie. It's about some crazy detectives. They turn on each other and weird shit happens. It's deceptive, man. It's really a mind game until the end. And then one more, dude, taking it really, really, really old school. Puppet Master, man. You remember that?
Puppet Master?
Puppet Master. It's kind of like in the horror section category, I don't know, I guess you would say.
Maybe.
And it's about these
maybe.
Like little puppets, and this guy makes these crazy little puppets, and they come and kill people. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of cheesy, man, now that I watch it now, since movies have changed since, I guess, the late 70s and early 80s, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a little out there, but, you know, it's still cool to watch around Halloween and whatnot. So that's my three.
Pretty good. Do you know the movies he's talking about, Sky?
Sounds familiar. Puppet Master. I've never seen it, but I've heard of it before. So.
Yeah, I think I heard about it too, but I don't really. Maybe if I watch it, maybe I'll remember from that. Yeah.
All I can hear it is Master of Puppets, Metallica.
Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool, cool. Alrighty then. I played some games. I can't really name all of them. I kind of dabble around Xbox, PS3, the Vita. I guess one of the Vita games I've been playing is Rayman Origins, and where you can only see his hands and you can see his head and his shoes and his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the one I've been playing on the Vita, and it's pretty good. The colors on the OLED screen, it's pretty good, man. The colors are just vivid and vibrant and just pop out. And when you're walking around the levels and progressing through it, you see all the trees. It's all green and the water's all blue and everything's just popping out. It's pretty good. It's pretty good eye candy to play that game, Rayman.
Heck yeah.
I red-boxed Great Gatsby. Remember the one you recommended, DJ?
Yes, sir.
But I didn't get to watch it.
You didn't get to watch it?
No, I didn't get to watch it. I was doing some other things, and I wanted to see it, but I didn't get to watch it.
It's a good movie, man. It's a really good movie, man.
Have you seen it, Sky?
No, that's something that's on my list of movies I need to watch. I know my wife wants to check it out. That's the one with that Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Yes, sir.
It's on my list. I have a huge list of movies I need to kind of get through, and that's on there.
Yep. So, one of these weekends, just lock your doors, curtain up your windows, and get some snack food and just watch movies.
There you go.
Get some empty bottles so I don't have to do a restroom break.
make that beard grow, that mustache grow, make that hair grow.
Dude, I'm Navajo. We don't grow beards, man. Oh, yeah. We grow that Chihuahua skirt thing going on.
WDJ, you got a beard? You got a beard going on?
Man, sometimes it gets rough, my dude. But it looks kind of, and I don't know, I guess it's just, you know, both of my backgrounds, you know, on each side of the family. I got like red, strawberry red hair, dude. You know what I mean? And like blonde hairs in my black beard, and it's like, it kind of makes it look patchy when it starts getting long, but there's still hair there, and it just doesn't look good, man. I got to shave it.
Yep. So we got some weird hair here, and it's big in Texas. Put them together.
Yeah. There you go.
Cool. Cool. And tonight, the guest, the reason why we have Sky on tonight is he's been getting some questions from listeners and asking about the movie that's coming up. What's the date again, Sky?
The movie's Free Birds, coming out November 1st, a couple weeks.
Free Birds.
Free Birds, yeah. It's a movie that we've been working on here in Texas, a company I work for called Real Effects. It's like a real movie reel, R-E-E-L. Yep. It's our first movie, actually. Real Effects has actually been around for a while. They've been doing all kinds of like commercial stuff and just kind of small things, but they've always wanted to do a movie on their own, and this is the first movie, and this is also like my first gig on a movie, so it just kind of worked out. And it's a Thanksgiving movie, voiced by Woody Harrelson and Owen Wilson, Amy Poehler, George Takei. I don't know, I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Yeah, I think it's the way I hear it is Takei.
Takei, yeah, it's pretty. Pretty funny. The director is the same guy that did Horton Hears a Who with Jim Carrey.
Yep.
So yeah, he's just a crazy guy. I mean, he likes his jokes, and he likes to do all those visual gags. So it comes out. Yeah, it comes out in 2 weeks. It's hilarious. It's about these two turkeys who stow away or kind of hijack a time machine that the government's working on, all for the purpose of going back to the first Thanksgiving. To kind of change the venue, so turkeys aren't the main course, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's kind of a cornball premise, but it's a fun movie. I think kids will like it, and the parents will like it. So.
Definitely.
And, you guys have it, you guys can watch the trailer. It's everywhere right now, right?
Yeah, you can go to Apple Trailers, or you can go to the website freebirdsmovie.com. They got all kinds of stuff up on there, little games, there's a movie section, there's like a little bio section on each of the characters, there's even like coloring pages, so you can print it out and color. My daughter likes that, she's 2 years old, so printed out some pages and you just put a ton on it, man.
Cool. And I guess there's like three different three different parts of the company, like special effects, the production company, and the Do you know the? Do you know which part? Which part you were working on?
Yeah, there's like I said, this company started out doing commercials. They've done commercials for like GMC. They've worked on some music videos. The most recent that I can think of is with Katy Perry, Fireworks. We watched that music video. You know, when they're all dancing out in that, I don't even know where it's at. They're dancing out in some coliseum or somewhere. But all that fireworks, that was all CG.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so right now, that's kind of like our bread and butter is all those commercials. That's how we rake, that's how we get our revenue to make these movies. But I'm in the entertainment part of it where we actually make the movies.
Yeah, and one thing real quick, the commercial part you were talking about, if you go to the website, reelfx.com, the commercial part, there's like a few of them that you mentioned, and I guess a couple other ones are like McDonald's, Chuck E. Cheese, Cheetos.
Yeah, I actually worked on the holiday Chuck E. Cheese spot where a little CG Chuck E. is running around in a Santa hat and a kind of a Christmas sweater. And that was interesting. I mean, I've never really done any kind of CG live action integration before.
Yeah.
But that was pretty cool. The group that's responsible for Chuck E. Cheese, they're a big client of ours. They love our work. They came to us and, commissioned us to redesign Chuck E. Cheese from the old, creepy, I don't know. He looked like a, kind of like a, like a badger or something.
Yeah, like if you go in person, if you see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks kind of weird.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a mouse to me. I don't know. So anyway, they came to us and they commissioned us like, hey, we need to upgrade our Chuck E., you know. So our artists went through and they did a bunch of concepts of him and they finally settled on the one that you see on TV now. That was done long before I got on there. But when I got on, they were doing the holiday, the Christmas one. And so that was interesting, like I said.
Pretty good, pretty good. And before we talk a little bit more about the Freebirds, I guess everybody can like and favor the Despicable Me, the Minion Mayhem. You guys did that one too?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that was like my very, 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 very first project that I worked on was Despicable Me one. I got on, I was an apprentice at that time. They were just kind of testing me out and getting me used to their pipeline. And so by the time my apprenticeship was up, they were going to keep me on full time if I did pretty good. So yeah, that's a motion ride down in, Orlando, the, what's that place called?
Universal Studios?
Universal Studios, man, like, suck. Can't promote these guys. Anyway, so
the motion ride is Despicable Me?
Yeah. So you go down there, you know, it's just like any other motion ride. You crawl into these seats and they kind of like jostle you around while you're watching the screen. It's all in 3D.
Yeah.
I didn't actually work on any of the ride footage itself. I worked on all the footage that you see while you're kind of waiting in line. Because they have monitors set up, you know, you're standing in line, you see the monitors, and it kind of giving you information. And but they do it like in a fun way, like Nefario, you know, the crazy scientist dude that hangs out with Gru. Like, yeah, he's sitting there just kind of demonstrating how you put on the glasses, and it's all like crazy. And minions are like blowing up each other and stuff like that. So. But that was like my very first thing that I did, and
yeah, the Despicable Me you were talking about. The one I watched was the where the scientist guy the minions they're testing out the 3D glasses and they blow themselves up. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching that, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I can't tell you, man, how much like since it was my first gig, it really taught me how to see different shades of color. And so those minions, that color yellow that those minions are, that color is like forever burned into my brain because I spent months trying to match those stupid yellow colors.
So DJ, you like the the trailer for Freebirds?
Yeah, I like the trailer for Freebirds and those little videos for the Minions. Those things are funny, man.
Yeah.
And they're comical, dude. They're awesome.
Did you get to show anybody? Did you share the trailer with anybody, DJ?
I haven't yet, dude. I'm going to share it on my, Twitter and my Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. When
I want people to check it out, man. And I know my family, they'll go see that, you know, cause they also have kids as well. And that'd be an awesome movie for the whole family to go see. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, I showed some family members and I shared that when Sky gave me the link to it and everything like that. So some family members and some friends, they're anxious to watch it too. And I mentioned that you were on the earlier podcast. I don't know if the listeners out there, can go back far, go back that far. I think it was like, episode 5. He gave us a review on Superman, right, Sky?
Yeah, I did.
Yep, he was on that one and he gave a brief sneak peek at a description of Freebirds back then. So now it's almost about to release and he's on here and just, giving us some new information. And I guess a few questions can be answered, like from the listeners. I guess one of them was, I guess they follow, on Twitter, they follow Scott Mosier and he's working on the movie too. I guess, I don't know exactly what he does, but they asked him if my buddy, talking about you, Sky, if you ever, seen him or talked to him or worked with him.
I've seen him around in the studio, but I've never talked to him. He's one of those higher up guys that just kind of runs from place to place, and you just see him talking to producers and the director, but personally I've never talked to him, but I've seen him though. So that's kind of how it goes at the studio. You see these guys, but you never really talk to them or interact with them.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody try and wave at them, but they don't see them? They don't wave back?
No, not really. I mean, we're just kind of there and just, we know who he is, but we're just too busy working and he's too busy working. So, he's kind of the boss. So you don't really want to like get on his backside.
Not even a head nod.
Yeah. Maybe if we're like walking down the hallway, like, and he's coming my way, like,
the Duke City head nod.
Yeah. And he'll do the same thing back to me, and then we just keep going our, you know, the way we're going, but
yeah.
Nothing like that.
No high fives, no chest bumps, no. None of that, huh?
No, none of that.
You should at least give him a five, and you can talk about that. I touched Scott Mosier's hand. He gave me a high five. No stories like that with any of the actors or celebrities out there? Nothing like that?
No. Actually, I heard that I think Owen Wilson and maybe Woody Harrelson visited the studio once, but I heard it was like after hours on a weekend when like nobody was there, or maybe except like a few artists that were kind of working late, but I think they got snuck in and, you know, got it. Quick screening of the movie and then, you know, quickly snuck out, went to the bars or something.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, it would have probably been good to see actually both of them, Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen them. I mean, they're like really cool guys, and especially Woody Harrelson. Like, his character, the red one, the red turkey, his character named Jake, I mean, he is very close to Woody Harrelson and how he really acts and stuff. It's pretty funny, and I think that he's like my favorite character in the movie. Even though I know the blue one, Reggie, voiced by Owen Wilson, is the main character, but I kind of like Jake, Woody Harrelson's character a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Hey, can you go maybe the main characters? Can you go do like a quick description? Like the blue one is this, and the red one is this.
Yeah, the red one is Jake. Voiced by Woody Harrelson. He is the leader of the TFF, the Turkey Freedom Front, which consists of only one turkey.
One himself. Turkey.
His mission is to, confiscate or, you know, hijack this, government time machine to go back in time and save all the turkeys. And, the blue one, Owen Wilson, his name is Reggie. He's the reluctant protagonist. He's the main character. It's his story. he kind of gets involved. He didn't really want to get involved, but he's involved just because he's a part of Turkey. You know how they pardon a turkey each year?
Yeah.
So you can kind of see in the trailer, you know, he kind of hangs out. He's at the presidential retreat, and right. He's just kind of hanging out and stuff. And so, and that's at that point where Jake, the red one, kind of abducts him, and it just kind of starts from there. It's a buddy movie. You have your really kind of aggressive, hard-headed guy with the red one and with Jake, and the reluctant, I don't want to do this. I just want to be at home eating my pizza, Reggie.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because in the trailer, he's like chowing down and watching TV, huh?
Yeah. And I think in the second trailer, they actually show a little bit of what he's watching. He's watching like those telenovelas. You know, like it's huge in Mexico, like those novelas on. They come on at night.
Yeah, those soap operas.
Yeah.
Those Spanish soap operas.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. I mean, we had to tone down the movie a lot and a lot of the jokes just so we can get it to sell a little bit better. But there's a lot of... There's a lot of like stereotypes. You know, we don't mean to offend anybody. You know, we're just kind of poking fun at everything. So it's fun. It's a good movie.
And I guess one more you can mention the lady. Who's the lady?
The lady voiced by she's voiced by Amy Poehler and Jenny. That's her name. I'm trying to remember her name. Yeah, her name's Jenny. She's actually the turkey that's back in time, the year that the first Thanksgiving. So she's kind of the love interest of Reggie, the blue one.
Oh, okay. That's why she's wearing that,
the shell. Yeah. The shell necklace.
Yeah. That's why she's wearing that. Okay. Okay. I get it now.
Yeah. So they go back in time and they run into her. And so Reggie kind of like falls for her, and but her character, she's very, she's like a very go get him, very independent woman type of turkey. And so, you know, just comedy, hilarity ensues because, you know, he's kind of a wimp and he's kind of like trying to impress her and do stuff. All kinds of crazy things happen. I think you can see in the second trailer, they're actually up the trees and they're trying to spring some traps, and he just kind of like, accidentally falls off the branch and like sets off all these traps. And so just things like that, you know, and it kind of like impresses her. Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And, yeah, I guess, of course, we all know it's gonna be a good movie, because, if you weren't interested in the trailer, then you wouldn't be interested in the movie, right?
Yeah, the trailer really set the tone of the movie. I mean, if what you get from the movie, or the trailer, sorry, is what you're gonna get in the movie. So we're not Pixar, you know, they kind of tend to just show a little bit and try to pique your interest, but you really don't know what the whole movie's about. But since they're Pixar, you're gonna go anyway, you know?
Yep.
But for us, we're not trying to hide anything. We're just kind of like, hey man, this is the movie we made. This is the tone of it. It's gonna be just comedy, fun movie. We got nothing to hide. So yeah, if you like the trailer, you're gonna like the movie.
Cool, cool. And real effects, is that something like you would say, like Pixar? Is that almost the same thing?
Yeah, legally we were called Real Effects and Bedrock, but this past year we merged the two entities and now we're just called Real Effects, and so we're called Real Effects Animation Studio.
Oh, okay.
So we're the new kid on the block now.
New kids on the block. Cool. And then another question from a listener was, since you're the new kids on the block and you can refer to Real Effects as you would Pixar or Disney, are you guys working on anything next?
Yeah, we're actually working on our second movie. We actually got three more movies set up for the next couple of years. And our goal is to put out a movie every year. We're trying to do it for cheap. Pixar and DreamWorks and them big guys, they produce a movie for about around 150 million, but we're trying to do it for I think 60 to 70 million.
Yeah, so, it's a lot less than half, huh?
Yeah, and so we're trying to do our goal is just to kind of tell tell stories and, you know, not really worry about, you know, making it look ultra cool and, like, just ultra awesome like Pixar and DreamWorks. They, like, you know, their movies are just totally gorgeous and just over the top. But we just want to make movies. We just want to tell stories. We just want to, like, get it out there and just, like, make people laugh, make people cry, make people think.
Make them cry, like DJ, right?
Make some good, wholesome movies, man, like back in the day, you know what I mean? That's like they don't make them like they used to kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I can understand that concept, you know, just make some good movies, you know, instead of going all out and trying to be fancy and pizzazzed, all that good stuff, just make some good movies.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, we're just, a lot of the people that are Real Effects, that came to Real Effects, they came from Pixar, they came from DreamWorks, they came from Blue Sky. Like I said, we just want to make movies, man. We just want to tell good stories. Not trying to top Pixar. We're not trying to top anybody. Actually, our next movie that we're working on right now is called Book of Life, and it's based on the Mexican holiday Day of the Dead. And
didn't they try and title it that Day of the Dead or something?
Yeah, originally it was called Day of the Dead, and when we announced it, a month after Pixar announced that they were going to make a movie called Day of the Dead.
Oh, so you guys had to back off on that, huh?
I'm not really sure what happened.
You stepped on their shoes.
Yeah. I'm not really sure what happened, but I know like a couple months later they came back and told us like, we're changing the movie title to Book of Life, and they said that it all makes sense when we see a first edit of the movie. About a month ago. So it does. It makes a lot more sense, but it's still based on the Mexican holiday of Day of the Dead. As far as Pixar's Day of the Dead, I haven't heard anything. I know they announced it for 2016, like, spring of 2016, but I haven't heard anything. I know they're having problems now. They pushed a lot of movies back. They're actually not going to release the movie next year. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them. I know they had a studio up in, Toronto, Canada, but they closed that down. So there's a lot of things got shuffled around.
Cool. You guys have another place in California? Did you another question from a listener? Did you ever go like out to California, just like how Scott goes back and forth? Did you ever do something like that?
I wish. No. They're there. It's mostly offices. I know they have a couple of storyboard artists that go in and do work there just because they live in LA. But again, it is kind of short term work. But the main production goes on here in Dallas. I think that office in Santa Monica is just kind of there to better negotiate contracts with like the voice actors and
To be close to Hollywood.
Yeah, there you go.
To grab celebrities off the street, huh?
Yep.
Cool, there you go. Cool.
Give them more money, you know. Hey, here's a couple $1 million. Come voice our movie.
So you guys down there in Texas, you guys do like all the work then, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. We do all the work. We put it together. I know they do a lot of pre-production here too, where they do all the character designs and all the storyboards, and they do all the maquettes, the little sculptures of them, and then that makes. We have kind of two parts of our building. They're upstairs and they do all that. And the rest of us, we're all downstairs on the main floor, and we do all the digital creations of all that stuff.
Who's your favorite character in the movie Freebirds?
Like I said, Jake, the red one. He's just hilarious. I really like him. Like I said, I'm sure you've seen Zombieland, Tallahassee, you know, Woody Harrelson's character.
Yeah.
He's not quite so, what's the word, like hateful or, aggressive or mean, you know, but it's that aggressiveness that's in him that's kind of there in Jake. He's just a fun guy. I mean, I really like his character.
Did you work with anybody, cool, as the question says, but like, did you work with anybody interesting?
Yeah, I worked with a lot of interesting people, but not really, like celebrities. Like I said, we don't really see them. They kind of shield them from us, but I don't know why. I mean, we'd probably mob them or, I don't know. But, yeah, I work with a bunch of cool guys. Like I said, they have come from all over, DreamWorks, Pixar, Blue Sky, and they got a lot of, crazy stories from those places.
Yes, sir. Sounds good, man. Freebirds, you guys check out the trailer and watch it November 1st. Do you have any other questions, DJ?
Yeah, man, I got some questions for you, Sky, man. What's it like working for, you know, a 3D or, you know, animated style, like, movie production company? You know what I mean? How did you get into that, buddy? Like, is that something that you're passionate about? You know, how long have you been doing the whole movie thing for to get where you got, you know, to, you know, today and stuff like that? You know, do you plan on doing that, you know, for the rest of your career? You know, is that something that you want to look deeper into?
Actually, it's funny. Like, I never really thought of doing this for a career. I actually went to school to become a mechanical engineer. And while I was in school, I took a bunch of AutoCAD classes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. Those are fun. I mean, like, creating all that stuff on the computer. Like, and one semester, I needed to take one more class to fulfill some scholarship requirements. And I was trying to look for something that was easy and the credits weren't, you know, I just need like double credits. And I saw, intro to animation class. So I, signed up for it, showed up, and, you know, the first thing that my teacher said, you know, he's like, you know, you guys are gonna work hard, you're just not gonna sit around and mess around and just draw all day, but you're gonna, animation and working in the animation field is really tough. So I thought, hey, you know, that's pretty interesting, I never thought about it that way. And, so I did my first animation. It was like 2D hand-drawn. It was a flower sack. We all had to draw a flower sack. And the main purpose was to convey, keep the volume, keep the shape, but also to try to convey emotion. You know, a flower sack has no arm, has no face. You can't cheat. Can't draw a frown if you're sad. You got to somehow draw it so it conveys the emotion that it's sad. So, you know, one of the ways was to just have him kind of slump over and just kind of drag his feet. So I remember, we had to do like a little, I think it was 3 or 4 second, animation assignment. And, every second there is 24 frames. So you multiply that by 3. But I did kind of like a little sumo thing, 2 flower sacks. One was smaller than the other one. And, you know, the little small flower sack kind of bows down, and then, like, they do their little sumo lift up their legs and stomp on the ring. And I remember my professor, you know, he just started cracking up, and, like, it was just like, man, this is so awesome. Like, I made someone laugh, you know, like, and he was a hard dude. Like, he didn't really laugh a whole lot, but when I got that laugh out of him, that little chuckle, like a response, it was just like, it was like amazing. It was an amazing feeling. I was like, yeah, man, I want to do this. There, I quit, mechanical engineering, the program, and then like it took me a couple of years to actually get into the animation program. Mm-hmm. And, when I did get in, we got, put right to work to, create a little student film. And that was a good experience because that really does teach you how to work with others and to think like a team, to plan and try to get everything done as a team. And that was something that the studios really, really loved, and because they were kind of getting tired of picking up artists who kind of worked alone and they were really hard to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
So when I graduated, I didn't get picked up right away, but after 9 months, Real Effect put out the call for apprentices. So I jumped on board and then I moved down here. It was crazy because it was like, they gave me 2 weeks. They called me up. I remember it was like in December and they said, hey, we heard that you are interested in the position down here. Send us your stuff. So I did. And, they got to me back like in a day. They interviewed me over the phone. The next day they called me back again. They said, you know, we like you. We want to hire you. Can you be down here in 2 weeks? And I was like freaking out, and I'm like, oh, I gotta sell my apartment contract, and I gotta pack up everything and move, and I don't know anybody in Texas.
Did they help you out with anything?
No, not really. yeah, that sucked really bad. And, they kind of gave me names, like, oh, we know this person, So I talked to her. She could help you find an apartment. It was like a realtor. But yeah, they didn't give me a stipend or anything. They just said, okay, you want a job? You know, you find a way to get down here.
There you go.
Cool,
just
cool.
Kind of take a risk and now you got it. That's cool, man. You're doing some cool stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it sucked at the time just to pick up the slaves, but I think it was a positive in the end because it showed the studio that I was committed, that I want to do this.
Right.
Because in L.A., they have studios all over the place, and they can pick up artists like nothing, just like off the street. Like, hey, do you do CG animation? Yes. Okay, come work for us. But here in Texas, it's not like that. So to kind of come here and to Real Effects really want to be committed. They don't want to sign you up, and then 6 months later, you're like, oh, I don't really like Texas. I'm going to quit, and I'm going to leave.
Right. They don't want you to flake out, three months into the project and then have to be stuck looking for someone else to help try and finish a project or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So it was really good. I mean, I never thought about Texas, honestly. I never did once in my life. So to move to Dallas, to Texas, I had no clue what Texas was all about. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, just kind of like New Mexico, but flatter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I get here, and especially Dallas, it's, like, humid, flat, but it's humid and it's hot summer. There's not a whole lot of cowboys here.
Cowboys.
Not like a lot. I mean, you got a ton of blacks, you got a ton of Mexicans, you got a ton of, like, white people, you got a ton of just, like, everything.
That's Texas, huh?
Well, Dallas, anyway.
Dallas.
Yeah, the only other city I've been to so far, we went to San Antonio, and that was a beautiful city. We really enjoyed our time being there.
That sounds cool, man.
So you ready for the movie to come out and take your family?
Definitely, man. I definitely really want to see it. The trailer's really good. It definitely sucks you in.
Yeah,
we just posted another kind of like a viral video. If you go to YouTube and type in "Free Bird Shake Your Tail Feathers," I think that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one is hilarious. I mean, we just posted that one yesterday, I think, actually. So it's just a little clip of Jake and Reggie dancing, and it really shows a whole lot more of their personality of what you can expect in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so cool. Check that one out. YouTube, Free Birds, Shake Your Tail Feather.
Shake Your Tail Feather.
Shoot, man, I got one more question for you, buddy. Have you ever, worked with the director personally or done any work with him? Or it's Jimmy Hayward, correct?
Yeah, no, I fortunately haven't worked with him. We just have a hierarchy. I mean, we're broken up into teams, and we're broken up to, our department. And yeah, we didn't really work with him. We just kind of submitted our stuff to our team lead, and that he would review it. And if they liked it, then it just kind of went up the chain all the way until it hit him, mm-hmm. Jimmy, and he would just say like, yeah, good, thumbs up, move on to the next thing. But there's a couple times that he would give us a little kind of screening of the whole movie while it's in progress, and he would come in and he would talk to us. He's a really cool guy. I mean, you wouldn't think he was a director of animated movie. If you saw him on the street, you would not even know that. I mean, he's just this tall, skinny guy. I mean, he wears this kind of like skinny jeans, and he wears a hoodie, and he kind of looks like a skater. Actually, he looks like a skater guy. You would think like, oh, this guy's a skater. But
is he down to earth?
What's that?
Is he a down to earth guy?
Oh yeah, he's really down to earth. I mean, he's really, he knows what he wants. So he'll tell you like, oh yeah, I want this. I don't want that. There would be times where I was working at my desk because we work next to the animation guy, and he would go and talk to the animation guy. And I would hear him like, just outright say like, oh no, that's not what I want. Completely wrong. You need to do it more like this, more like that. So it was kind of intimidating, but at the same time it was good because you need a director who knows where this thing's going. If he kind of just like, oh yeah, that's pretty good, put it in the movie. Yeah, that's not going to fly because, we need a guy who's good, strong leader. Definitely a good, strong leader for us.
There you go.
Cool, cool.
That works.
That works, buddy. It's good. All right. Time to wrap it up. Sky from Texas, where everything's bigger.
Everything's bigger, man.
Everything's bigger. Did you develop an accent when you're down there?
Well, actually, my dad taught my daughter to say, like, howdy and yee-haw, okay, all that stuff. So, but no accents. There's, you know, sometimes you run into to people who have the accent. So a couple of girls that have that southern accent. Pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool. All right, Mr. Sky from Texas, thanks for joining us, number 28 of Rolling Off Track Podcast, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Hope to do this definitely next year when our new movie comes out.
Yeah, and we wanted you on to give us information, and you gave us and the listeners some information, especially answering those questions, and a lot of questions were the same, and you pretty much answered that and some, so that was pretty good. Thanks, man.
Yeah. If anybody, you know, wants more information or has more questions, just probably about the movie, about studio life, or how to kind of break into this industry, I mean, they can probably send you the questions, or they can, you know, you can probably forward it to me, and I can, like, help out. You know, I definitely want to help out. I know there's a lot of people out there who definitely want to get into this business, and, you know, it's definitely worth it. I mean, I love it. It's like my dream job.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. All right, so you guys heard that. If you guys want more information, just hit up RockPod at ROTPOD, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Find everything there, links, ways to get a hold of me. DJ, what about you?
On Twitter, at DJ Problems, 3MZ instead of EMS. Facebook, DJ Problems Official, and SoundCloud, DJ Problems Official. And I appreciate you guys talking with me and letting me join you guys, and it's been a cool experience, and I thank you deeply, brother.
Cool, cool. Yeah, we just want to give a shout out to all the Twitter people and the listeners, and that's one reason why we had you on, Sky, because some people requested, and they just wanted you on and to give more information, and so if it wasn't for the listeners and the Twitter people, this wouldn't be happening right now. So shout out to all the listeners and the Twitter people. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
And
yeah, man. Shout out.
Shout out. So shout out from Sky from Texas, right?
Navajo flavor. What was it? Texas flavor? New Mexico flavor. Here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take your pick. There you go. Take your pick. Yeah, man.
Cool, cool. Yeah. All right. We're going to hand this off to the guest, Mr. Sky. Any last words, buddy?
Live long and prosper. I don't know.